I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 5th. The New England Patriots have named North Quincy Raiders head coach Ryan Craig their Coach of the Week. Craig was honored for leading the Raiders to that stunning 43-41 overtime win over the Quincy High School Presidents on Thanksgiving Day. This past Tuesday, NHL Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett met with the Raiders at North Quincy High School and presented the football program with a $1,000 donation from the Kraft family and the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. That visit and the donation presentation will be featured on the Patriots weekly television program, Patriots All Access, on Friday night at 7 on Channel 4. This is the 29th year in which the Patriots have joined the National Football League in conducting the High School Coach of the Week program, and soon one of the weekly winners will be named Patriots High School Coach of the Year and will receive an additional $2,000 toward that school's football program. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy wants to build a new 24-unit affordable housing apartment building in South Quincy. The nonprofit organization is proposing the four-story building on property that it owns on Quincy Street. There are two single-family homes and a three-family home on that site now. The development would be specifically designed for low-income tenants who would be provided with services on-site. The homes currently serve low-income residents and have for the past 20 years. There would be 12 parking spaces. The planning board continued that proposal until their January 15th meeting. Former Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Brad Crowell and Coastal Heritage Bank CEO Bob Taravecchia are being honored this morning at Mayor Thomas Koch's Good Scout Annual Breakfast. The Quincy Friends of Scouting are meeting at the Terrell Room to raise money for Quincy Scouting programs and present those awards. Each year, the program honors individuals who have supported Scouting throughout the years. Kroll is a lifelong Quincy resident who participated in Scouting in PAC and Troop 42 in Quincy. Taravecchia shared his fond memories of Scouting in Weymouth. The Quincy Friends of Scouting incorporated in 2012 as a group of engaged parents of Quincy Scouts who worked together to help fund Scouting in Quincy. Well, rideshare drivers gathered yesterday outside the Department of Labor in Boston to announce that they are ready to be formally recognized as a union as soon as a new law goes into effect that makes Massachusetts the first state to allow Uber and Lyft drivers to join labor unions. Representatives from the new group, dubbed the App Drivers Union, said that thousands of rideshare drivers across the state have signed cards expressing their desire to join. The union is being backed by the Service Employees International Union and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, two of the largest labor groups in the country. Rideshare drivers were given the ability to unionize through the passage of Question 3 on the election ballot in November. Just under 54% of voters supported it. With the approval of Question 3, organizers needed to collect signatures from at least 25% of active drivers, or those who've completed more than the median number of rides in the past 6 months. While they didn't provide specific numbers, those affiliated with the union are confident that they have enough signatures to begin the process of forming a union. Lawmakers were planning to certify the ballot question yesterday, and drivers will be able to vote on officially joining a union in January. Massachusetts rideshare drivers have been advocating for a way to unionize for years, saying they need better pay and improved working conditions. State Auditor Diana DeSoglio claimed yesterday the voter law giving her office explicit authority to audit the legislature will take effect today. The press conference came a day ahead of the one-month anniversary of the election, where voters overwhelmingly supported Question 1. A poster in her office displayed in large print language from the Constitution that states approved ballot measures, quote, shall take effect in 30 days after such state election, end quote. Secretary of State Bill Galvin's office says successful ballot questions do not take effect until 30 days after election results are certified by the governor and the governor's council, a process that is slated to unfold now. That would mean question one would take effect on January 3rd. Ballot questions can only take effect sooner if their language sets an earlier effective date. Authorities have identified a woman who was struck and killed by a car while trying to cross a street in Hanson on Tuesday night. Officers responding to a report of a crash involving a pedestrian on Main Street Tuesday at 6 p.m. found a woman lying in the road with obvious trauma to her lower extremities. First responders were in the process of transporting the victim, who's now been identified as 76-year-old Donna Mark from Pembroke, to a designated landing zone to meet a medical helicopter when her condition changed. She was then rushed by ambulance to South Shore Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Mark was trying to cross the road when a motorist driving east stopped to let her pass, according to the investigation, but she was then struck by a white Honda CRV as she walked north across an eastbound lane. The driver of the Honda did stop. So far, no charges have been filed. State and Hanson police are investigating. This fatal pedestrian crash comes after women were struck and killed in Framingham and in Brockton this week. A man was also hit, seriously injured by a vehicle in Medford yesterday. Well, tonight the Quincy Symphony Orchestra presents their Tis the Season Symphony and Song Holiday Concerts at Quincy High School at 7 p.m. Concert will feature the Quincy Symphony, the Quincy Public Schools Combined High School Choral Group, as well as the John Adams Orchestra. The tickets are available at Coddington Hall and at both high schools. The presentation runs until 8:30 this evening. It is also a fundraiser for the Quincy Public Schools music programs. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 308 points. The NASDAQ rose 254. And the S&P is up 36. Global stocks also higher. The dollar fell. The euro is up. Oil at $68 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Blackhawks in Chicago 4-2. They'll be hosting Philadelphia Saturday at 1 o'clock. Celtics get a victory over the Pistons, 130-120. And Milwaukee is coming to the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, some light rain, maybe some wet snow, and wind with a high today of 43. Clearing tonight, low of 33. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and cold, the high of 32. Saturday, mainly cloudy, high 35. Sunday, cloudy, and a high 42. Marine forecast calling for a 2-foot wave. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30, and then turning westerly, 15 to 20, gusting to 40 knots later today. There's a gale warning in effect offshore. High tide, 1:52 p.m. Sunrise at 6:57, sets at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 5th.